I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Barack Obama came and saw, but it's not clear he conquered. President Obama had a poor image among Russians prior to his visit to Moscow earlier this week. His summit with Russian leaders was a chance to change that perception, to reset relations. Jessica Gallagher reports on how Russian TV covered the Obama visit.
Over pictures of the two leaders shaking hands, Russian TV said Obama brings a big change in foreign policy. Despite the positive headlines, Masha Lipman with the Carnegie Center in Moscow is skeptical that Mr. Obama made a strong impression. For instance, neither the first family's departure from Moscow, nor for that matter, their arrival on Monday, got much coverage on state TV.
If they chose not to show the departure or the arrival, if they chose not to focus on, you know, the wonderful family, totally charismatic figure of Obama himself, his wife, little girls, we didn't broadcast it so that the Russian public may be charmed by the American president or would be unduly impressed by him.
State-run television did not carry the two presidents' news conference live, but did show excerpts throughout the day. They also described meetings between the two leaders as positive. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov boasted that U.S.-Russian relations were on the mend because Mr. Obama needs Russia.
His administration wants to reconsider their view of the global situation. It thinks over the threats it needs to react to, and the main threats are terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Obama's main idea is that the United States will not be able to counter these threats on its own, and Russia is indispensable here.
Obama's speech to graduates at the new economic school was broadcast on a cable channel, but not live or on major networks. During the speech, Mr. Obama was critical of the Kremlin's increasingly authoritarian politics and aggressive foreign policy. Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Center says the kind of TV coverage the summit got shows the Kremlin hasn't yet made up its mind about the meeting's success.
We really need to see what issues the coverage will be focused on and what quotes will be used and whether the focus will be on the achievement, on what was not achieved, and on the differences that remain.
Before Mr. Obama came to Russia, a public opinion poll showed that 75% of Russians didn't have faith that he would do right by Russia. And considering the coverage he received here over the past few days, ordinary people didn't get much of a chance to change their minds. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.